The foot is adrenaline.
It's time.
Here we go.
Time for the Saturday run.
Get around him.
Ahead of your Triple M footy triple header.
Get your facts right.
Lighten up. Take your tyre.
Hard Yakka. For a new breed of legends.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's.
Triple M rocks footy.
Of course we do. Saturday afternoon. You don't want to be anywhere else for the next hour and a half because the big hitters have rolled in. Oh, I can see the duck. He's got his eye in. He thought that Pogo was going to provide him with something nice at about 28-1 and that's still running. So he's light a couple of hunch, but otherwise the King's ready to go. Damo in very nice form this week. He's always rolled back a couple of times. I liked it, Damo. Good to see you.
Hello, Jim and Bill and Duck. And yeah, we had a few things to get worked up over in the week. We might touch on a few of those issues as the next hour and a half unfolds, Jim.
I like it. I like it. And Fat last night, we just crossed paths right at the end of the night and he was ticking properly over at that point.
Were you, Bill?
Well, I've been on the gin.
Oh, no.
We had a gin tasting in the pivots.
Oh, really?
Teddy and the Fox.
Right, I see.
Very nice.
It was a cultured evening, wasn't it?
Well, as you know, I'm very cultured. I'm happy to try anything for free. So I had a couple of gins last night, and then it got very, very close. And I've got to go off the top and say, I thought Western Bulldogs were probably the better side last night, to be honest, and I would have taken a draw.
Yes.
How'd you get into the ground, more importantly? How were you one of the 7,000? How did you get a priority access?
See that little badge there? Opens the doors, mate. You walk up, you hit number 3 and get in the pivot.
Hey, he's an essential worker.
Essential.
Yeah.
Essential.
Essential.
Essential worker.
Essential. And guess what, Jim? Driving up today, guess what's happened on the roads? Two of the words we do not want to hear any Victorian.
What?
Road works.
Oh, my God.
Mate, can you believe that?
The road works capital of the world.
I know. Yeah. What is going
Westgate's
on?
Westgate's been worked on now for 20 straight years.
Yeah. you know, works on that. I was talking to you last week on the slide. Jeffrey Farmer.
He's part of the new tunnel.
I don't know how much work he's doing.
Didn't you go off last night? You know, can you put a comparison up online of Chris Scott and Bill?
Yes.
Did you make an idiot of yourself again?
No.
Hey, by the way,
you did, Bill.
Chris
Scott, your bloody TV station.
Given Chris is the coach, I expect it, and I love his passion. Yeah. I love seeing all of that.
Yep.
But then you flick over, and there's Bill doing the exact same thing.
Was he doing it again?
Yeah, with Blair as well. Blair was carrying on again, too.
No, Blair wasn't there last night.
Who
was
it?
Big Al. The Big Bloke was Big Al. Big Al and Barrons. And we were, because I didn't think we were going to win, to be honest. And then Gary just goes back, keep calm and Gary on, as we were saying. And he just goes
God.
He just goes back and goes bang. And that was exciting.
Joel Selwood to join us shortly. We've got the quiz. We've got Bernard Vince. Of course, you'll have Nuff Nuff a little later on. And Rosie's here as well, of course. Love having her on a Saturday. And where were you last night, please, host? Speaking about getting your eye in.
Oh, what's happened?
Did you head out last night, please?
I didn't have to head out last night because I headed out from about 2:30 in the afternoon.
Dangerous Dave?
From Malloy Show. Dangerous Dave's 50th birthday. And we gave him a bit of a party on air. Popped the mullet at 2:30.
He looks late 70s.
He does.
He does.
Dangerous. Yeah. The other thing is, he's not a drinker.
He's
not a drinker.
He loves Fireball, so that's always dangerous.
But he has two of them, and good night.
Dawn.
Irene.
Poor old Irene.
When he got home.
Thank you, Jim.
The last person I saw wearing budgie smugglers before yesterday, Jim, was Bill. It was Glenn Ridge last night. Glenn Robbins maybe had the
Glenn Ridge. Glenn Ridge came in.
That would have been amazing.
That would have been. Where was Glenn Robbins?
He was dressed up as the New York guitar strummer in Times Square.
The Naked Cowboy.
Last night, and that's where Rosie was celebrating.
Mm. Well, speaking of budgie smugglers,
yes.
I mean, we had the Monday, of course, the great slide, number 7. And then, of course, we haven't really come together since then. And, Hose, there was some feedback came through on social media.
Yes, go to @MMFooty on Instagram. You can see the photo of Bill from last night at the game as well. But we asked the question, in 3 words, review Bill's Big Freeze kit. Quite a couple just said poor, poor, poor.
Yeah, that's it. It was poor.
Is there any good ones?
No.
Ali Black 77, very, very offensive.
Yes, and it was.
Tubsidus, fat, revealing, basic.
Mm.
Sarah Elizabeth Miller, dear God, no.
Oh, no.
Not bad.
Casper John 2, can't unsee ever. Alex Chew, 91, makes me apprehensive. Rose,
don't read all the negative ones. We're all too much negativity. Let's get a bit of positivity.
Well, find me a good one. Yep. Jethro SS, wear some shorts.
I'll find you some good ones.
No, there weren't any good
some
ones.
Some DMs here.
Lockie Doyle says, impending Greenpeace emergency. But this one, yes. The only positive one, it's written, what a spunk, W-A-T, a spunk.
No.
Who's it from? At Billy Brownless.
You've replied on your own behalf.
I liked it. I didn't reply. But Jessica here says, well, we wouldn't mind being in those budgies.
No, of course she did.
So Duck and Daisy rated the performances of all the sliders, Jim.
Oh, that'd be good.
As you went. Yeah, and you came in only ahead of one person, that being Russell Howcroft, who Jim felt put even less time
less
in
than you did in your particular
costume. And
I don't know if it could.
The entry to the water, was that,
was good.
Was that deliberate or was it just the weight that flung you sort of in that?
I see where you're going here, Duck.
No, because that was the best part of it. The entry was pretty good.
Dismount.
Yes, okay. The dismount.
That's what we do in gymnastics when I used to do that.
Did it get away from you, the actual
Said don't lean back because things like that happen. Remember, the Foss did that. Right. So you don't lean back.
But you did lean back.
Well, I don't know if it was the weight or whatever.
I'm pretty sure it was.
But I just leaned back and, wow, you saw a lot more. You saw a slab of VBs there, Ducky boy.
Speaking of the VB budgie smugglers, you did adorn yourself in, Jim. It has come to our attention. And they were trying to keep this quiet, CUB, but they have laid an official complaint over you wearing those.
Have they? Where?
It's correspondence bouncing around the Triple M offices, which you'll have to deal with during the week.
Brought the company into disrepute.
A bit like Ronaldo with Coca-Cola.
Very similar to that.
Their shares dropped.
Very similar to that. Yep. Yeah.
Bill, when you actually got onto the sliding tray.
Shut up,
Jim. That was a sight none of us needed to ever see.
He walked across
with his legs, just slid one leg across, but very sadly for us, left the other one where it was.
Ooh,
and then suddenly, it was the tray host.
No dance.
Him sitting on the tray
left us all really in a yuck position. Oh, actually, I did see that on TV, but I crossed my leg.
No, you didn't. You did that way too late.
Why did the Herald Sun leave? What did they leave you out of the entire spread?
Now, that is a very good question.
There were 12 sliders and they showed 11. And
I know.
Decency.
Yes. I don't know what it is. Anyway, it was a good cause. You can say what you want. It was a good cause. I love Neil O and he loved the Assumption Jumper.
Yeah.
Did he?
He also went on, which I wouldn't have done, you went on national television with the joke you did with us.
Yeah.
Which is at some stage Neil O will just be handing me an envelope.
And guess what? I still haven't seen it.
you won't see it. That's the thing. God. You won't see it.
No, it was all a bit of fun and it play on, and he's still he's struggling, isn't he, poor old Nilo? Yeah. We can tell that, and it's difficult to talk to him, but geez, he's up for it and he loves it. And he's a good family now, and it's a great cause, Jim. Geez, they raise a lot of money.
They raise an enormous amount of money.
Very happy to be involved.
We leave GMHBA last night, and it's a fair drive home, of course. Somehow I inherited a car full. I drove down on my own and inherited a car full on the way back.
Who was in the car?
Just a couple of people needing a ride home.
Tom Brown.
I said to the car full, slide past the creamy.
Did you?
Because it's a couple for the passengers on the way home. Just to sit and enjoy the trip. So we rang Fat and we said we need a six-pack of Carlton Draft. Yeah. And guess what? We're paying the minimum.
And guess what? They paid the minimum.
Not a cent are we parting with.
Well, Big Duck's in the front. He's made more money than all of us.
Probably had to
split it three ways. But he's made a lot of money. Jim's in the other side. He's a bit dusty at the minute.
He's had to part with a fair penny as well.
Not a lot, Jim, to be honest.
What sort of clientele was it, the creamy at that time?
No, they were jumping.
I sent Sammy out.
Teeth.
He came wandering out. You know what? Very polite. Billy, polite, though.
Lovely man.
Just said hello. And
he came. Guess what? He went to the end of the street to pick me up to bring me to the Cremorne because I could only walk. Couldn't walk all the way down. Anyway.
Thanks, Bill.
A couple of beers for you, boys. Yeah, just good friends.
Explain this to me, Fat. How is it that they make the decision to only allow 7,000 people into GMHBA last night and then sat them all on top of each other?
I don't know, Jim. Honestly, I don't know.
What the hell's that about? And if you're going to do that, you might as well fill the whole joint up.
I don't know. Why was it seven? 5,000. Where's that number plucked
well,
from,
Well, they
Damien?
Decided to make it at 25%
it's
capacity.
Got the little island going, Damien. Look at the hair at the top.
25% capacity. And like then they jam them, and they jam them in, as you said, Jim. And then the hugging that went on after Gary Rowan, which was all natural and organic, and one of the great footy scenes of 2021. Right. And then 1 minute later, they're wearing masks.
But I mean, they've all just kissed each other. I mean, that's I don't get that either. I know optics are so much a part of what the AFL are about, Damo, but we've seen in the last 2 weeks club songs with no masks in certain states.
In certain states,
and then with masks in other states. Yeah. Why? I mean, we're not fooling anyone, are we?
You used that word yourself a moment ago, the optics. It's simply all it can be.
You summed it up. They're jumping all over one another 5 minutes prior, and then they've got to walk in and put a mask on to sing a song. It's ridiculous. I don't optics, say what you want. It's just none of it makes sense.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't make visual sense.
And the number, 7,000.
Yeah.
But if you're going to do a 25% number on whatever venue it is, spread it out.
Yeah, exactly.
Spread
it out. I think it came up on one of the social media sites and said that it's because of obviously security and other reasons and all of this. Mm-hmm. And you go, well, hang on. That's not why we're only having 7,000 people there.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it's because of apparently this,
What?
Well, COVID.
Oh, right.
So it's a ridiculous, Bill.
Still with us, is it? We haven't seen or heard from 9 months down there in Geelong. No.
What we did see, we're going to get to Joel Selwood
Horsham,
after the break.
Towns like Horsham. Yeah.
We are going to we'll get to Joel, but Bill, we saw a far better goal after the siren than yours. far better.
Yep. It was actually
far harder and far better.
He mishit it, by the way.
I think he didn't flush it.
No,
I
he didn't
think you're
flush
right,
it.
Duck. And it came back. It was come
no,
back.
No, well, that's why he had the right to left. It's why he's normally goes dead straight.
Take us through that, Duck. I mean, to hear without knowledge of the game and to hear you say that, there might be some people going, how can that happen? So how can he mishit it and it still go through? Just give us the layman's explanation.
Because the basics of what he did were still correct.
But so the follow through is important in that regard.
When he kicks it, so generally you know what you do. Like we know that Buddy Franklin for a left footer actually goes from left to right. So
Tomahawk.
He's better. Tomahawk, exactly right. He has a little bit of left to right as well. I had a bit of a draw. So if you know exactly what you do, whereas Rowan, when he flushes them, they go dead straight.
Yep.
He doesn't get right. So he just dropped it slightly outside the boot.
And it went that
the
way,
ball
didn't
dropped,
it?
And it did. And it went. It looked like it was going to almost hit the post.
Well, Chris Scott acknowledged
that. Yep. And then it just drew back nicely because of the way he dropped it. Mm-hmm. If he'd flushed it where he dropped it, he would have missed.
Right.
Because he slightly mishit it. It drew back.
27 years ago, Jim.
Oh, no.
27. Can you believe that?
No, four years ago, Gary Rowan did that
A little bit easier shot.
Was.
27 years ago against Footscray, funny enough.
No, Bill. Yeah. Jim, we don't care about
bigger
that.
Bigger stake too, Bill. Bigger stake. You had a final to
there's 6,583 people there last night.
You had 85,000.
85,000 in a final,
Jim. But, Bill, you were 25 out almost directly in front.
45 out.
Yeah, I'd argue.
And kicked it 50 metres through. I kicked it 95.
Bill, I'd argue the one Bill kicked, and I'm not saying because if he's here. Because when you're that far out, you're directly in front, you expect there's more pressure.
Yes, that's right.
More pressure because you're expected
that's
to kick
right,
it.
Bill reckons. Look at him.
You didn't play, Damien, so don't you get involved.
did Gary Rowan.
Oh, next you're going to say Rosie didn't either.
I'm not saying, no. No, it was a beautiful kick. No. Yeah, absolutely he did. Yes. No, to answer your question, I'm just saying he didn't flush it perfect.
No,
it wasn't a perfect.
No, I think that's a fair point. Well, we'll ask Joel because he's joining us next, of course. Played in more winning games at Cadinia Park than any cap.
More winning games, full stop.
Well, I know that fact, but I'm talking about Cadinia Park because he walked past our man.
Who?
The old enforcer.
Yeah. Did he?
The Sam was the record holder down there, and now it's Joel. So two great Geelong men.
Yes.
We're going to get to a break, Joel. Selwood going to join us next. Quiz, maybe.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
No, that's...
Yes.
Or hose. It's been
I
so
demand
poor.
It.
All right. Enough now when we get Bernard involved as well for Hard Yakka. And, of course, McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks the Saturday rub.
Now you can stream every AFL match live with Triple M Footy.
People all around us getting excited.
Just download the Listener app and select Triple M.
Out the back, Cameron hasn't been excited since early doors. He's got in front of Keith. Jez is going to kick his second. Dogs go again through Johannesson. Sliding ball, Caleb Daniel. Absolutely hammers it, does Caleb Daniel. The big boy's coming out to play. And Angola! Put it in your book.
McLean scrambles a kick towards goal, and he's got it.
Dogs by a point.
Can the Cats pinch it. They trail by a point. Kicks it in the direction of Rowan. And Gary Rowan's got the mark. Gary Rowan. Is he going to be the hero? And he'll bend back. Rowan's won the game. Gary Rowan's done it after the siren.
Ah, the Duke just ripping it to shreds. Yes. It was an amazing game of football, of course. The Cats and the Dogs. Dogs, by the way, and we said this after the game, Duck lost no fans last night. Nah. They did very little wrong, but in the end, it came to Gary Rowan to kick a much better after the siren goal than Bills.
Oh.
And so what we've got now is a giant of that footy club, of course. The captain, Joel Selwood, no, nothing to do with you. It resembled a final last night, that game.
Yep.
So no surprise that the captain, 29 possessions, 17 contested, was superb. He joins us now. Sel, welcome and congratulations to you, mate.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Good to be on.
Now, we talked about it last night, but you've broken that many bloody records recently. It's ridiculous. You and Hawke have played in the most winning games as a pair and all of that. And the most winning games at Cardinia Park as a Cat to walk past the great Sam Newman.
Yeah.
Have you played in a better game at Cardinia Park than that?
Oh, you put me on the spot, JB, but it'll definitely be a memorable one, that one last night. Not that it was overly pretty, but, yeah, you talked about finals intensity and just how tight and compact the ground was. It was a heavy track too, so it made for numbers being around the footy all night. So we probably had a good look at it in the first half. We just couldn't get on the scoreboard as well as what we wanted to, especially that first quarter. But yeah, they definitely come out with plenty of run in that second half.
Hey, what would you have taken, Joel, when Chucky had the kick there at goal after the siren? Would have you taken a point for a draw?
It's a good question, Bill. I mean, I didn't have a great look at it, but I was on the other side of the ground, and to be honest, and you know the ground, and you've kicked a lot of goals down there, Bill.
Yeah, yes,
of course. But they don't swing that way.
No, they don't.
And he got a bit lucky, and maybe the new stand that we've put up that's helped that, but I haven't seen one swing that way since I've been there.
No, they normally swing the other way, exactly. Hey, take us into your psyche. You obviously lost the grand final last year, very disappointing, up at halftime, all of that, we know that. But you're obviously closer to the end than you are the start. This pre-season, the win last night, now you give yourself another opportunity to finish top four, more than likely definitely finish top four now, and you give yourself another crack at a premiership. How big was that, and how did you sort of look at this year from the start?
Well, we probably put ourselves under pressure a little bit early, Duck. It was, you know, we lost to Adelaide early, and then the Melbourne game, and we lost another one in there too. And, you know, it was going into the break. We were lost a couple of key players with Paddy and Mitch being in and out of the side a little bit. That it was probably looking at that midway point. If we could go in even a little bit up, then we'd look to come home pretty strong. But with getting everyone back, but in saying that, you can't take anything for granted. And the wins that we got just before the bye were super important. They weren't pretty at times, but just did what we needed to do. And then, the last couple have obviously been really important against really good sides.
Joel, since your very first game, you've always adopted the never say die attitude. It was again apparent last night within that final 60 seconds of the game when you tapped forward a loose ball. Can you just, if you can, just take us back to the mindset you've always had, and if you can sort of line it up with that moment last night, just when you're there in that zone, what it means to you just to get the result that you've always sought to get?
Yeah, well, it's one that you, Damo, that you train, but it's never going to be exactly the same either. So you try and set it up as well as you possibly can. And as I was going down to one of the ball ups that happened just before that, I told Jez, get in the middle of the ground and be brave because we're going to kick it in there. he didn't get there and played it
Jez.
And to be honest, it was great. Especially having those new guys that have come into the side this year with Jez, Izzy and Sean, they understood the method that we were trying to do late in that game as well as anyone, because they all could have got involved in the play. Two of them did, and then Sean was obviously an option late where Chucky took the mark. So it was really pleasing, to be honest, to walk off the ground, even if we didn't get it and we walked away with a draw, that we gave ourselves a chance.
Yeah. Just with yourself too, Joel, obviously out of contract, but you're going to go on. Where do you feel your career's at? Do you not put a line on it? Do you want to just keep signing a deal that allows you to revisit it halfway through each season from here on in? Or do, alternatively, you have some form of a end line in your mind?
Not really, Damo. I think it gets a bit dangerous when you think you can see the finish line and you just don't quite do things as well as what you usually would. So, I don't know when that is. It will come. I'll get tapped and I'll probably know, to be honest, more than not. But it's one of those things. I'm feeling well at the moment. I was really pleased to get a pre-season in this year because I haven't had one for a long time, and especially off the back of last year, that workload that the boys put in, it was huge, and it went late, and then we didn't come back until late in the preseason. So I thought it was really important to get out there and just get that continuity into the game.
Any money left there at the Cattery?
Well, not much for the 30-year-olds. Yeah. The young pups are taking it all now.
See that. But
that's all right. No, we've had our go.
And the feathers, how are they going? I was just having a good look at you last night, Joel.
Oh, I can get you onto the mosh. Joel, no worries about that.
I might have to give you a call, Wayne, because it's getting tougher. The wet nights, the dew set in, and
Bill,
that's rough coming from.
Oh,
you,
I know, so. Bill, exactly. But
I love you, Joel.
Just to put someone in danger, text me. I reckon it was a couple of weeks ago. You might have been playing the Pies, and he said, "You better get the skipper on."
I
mosh.
I thought
you cruel bugger. But anyway, just onto the Bulldogs, because let's be honest, you're unlucky if you lose by a kick and you're lucky if you win by one. They're on ballers. Libba, unbelievable, yep. Especially early, and Bontempelli. You obviously would have had a plan going in and around them. How hard are they to stop?
Yeah, we did have a plan. We actually had we had Mark O'Connor being a part of our midfield group until it came till before the game when Lockie just didn't come up. So it had to change as we were sort of on the move last night. So that was a little bit tough. But, yeah, you stop one, but the other one will probably get you. So you got to just – we could have played them a bit better last night, but they're just both elite ball winners in there and contested balls too, which are they're the ones that are harder to stop. Mm.
It's obvious that we focus on the superstars of the Cats, and Sells one of them, of course, as is Danger and Hawk and all that. But it's the next tier down. I love Sell. Menegolas, beautiful and clean. Yes. Stewart, last night, what a game of footy he put together.
The best game he's played.
Unbelievable. Parfitt, Tui, and he brought Higgins in. They just don't fumble, Sell, these blokes. They stand up when it's needing to be strong in the contest. I love it.
Yeah, they were good. And then, Jack Henry's another one we can throw in there. He, had the job on Norton, and especially really early in the game, was unbelievable with him and Stewie with the brick wall that they put up for long periods. But, yeah, they get trained up, JB, and we hear grumbles from the outside that, we're old and we haven't got anything underneath, but they'll play when they're ready. And I think that's what these kids are benefiting from. Like, we'll train them up and we want them to steal the spots rather than just give them the spots.
Spot on. Hey, what's you and Britt, what's on today? Hand in hand around the golf course there at Bowen Heads?
No, we've been down. We, to be honest, we usually drive past Howie on a day like this, and he doesn't put the head up. He just sort of keeps going. We give him a toot, but he keeps walking along.
Is it true? Is it true?
The sun's out. Ooh. Sun's out today down here, so it might be a time to get out.
Is it true that Harry walks around Bowen Heads like he's got two slabs under each arm? Like really, like a real Arnold Schwarzenegger sort of
with penguin?
Strut
he got
around,
penguin
the, around the town.
Yeah, and the AirPods in. Yeah. He doesn't want to mix with too many down this way.
Hey, well done, Sal. Love it, mate. Go and enjoy a really good weekend.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Well done, Joel.
Champ, that plug.
Nice spot down there, Jim. Bowen Heads. He's a nice village.
Superstar.
What about when you're right, that tap? When you need the ball to be won, he just finds a way.
And the other thing that he's always done over his whole career if he needs to kick a goal, he always kicks the goal.
Yes.
And the other thing that he did last night that was really important is the one that he kicked to Menegola, where he came right across the face of three Bulldogs and Menegola. The kick was perfect to Menegola, but he still had to mark it.
Yeah.
If he didn't mark that, straight down the other end of the ground.
Have you seen a better game from a half-back flanker than Tom Stewart?
He did. I'm going to be critical.
More than
Tom Stewart was brilliant, but he did make, I reckon, four or five
disposal
errors. A couple of really big mistakes, but everything else he did was absolutely brilliant. He equaled the record for most intercept marks, all that sort of stuff. But what he does, I don't think you have an appreciation. You certainly don't when you watch on the TV. So you've got to go and watch. That's why our game's so good live.
Yes.
He is super quick.
Mm. Yes.
For a guy, you just do not realise how quick he is. And just back to Joel's point about Henry and Stewart and these guys, they hardly ever go the spoil. They back themselves to mark it all the time. And he's on arguably the best mark in the comp at the moment in Norton.
Yeah.
And he just didn't. He thought, you know what, I'm going to take Henry, this I'm talking about. Yeah. I'm just going to try to outmark you.
But that's where the Scarlett reference for me comes with Stewart. Because Scarlett was awesome in the speed over the ground department. Yeah. Well, closing speed was unbelievable. Stewart, smaller, different style of player maybe, but last night he was extraordinary. And he'll be an All-Australian again, and he'll richly deserve it. Yes. Fat, quiz.
Quiz.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Triple M's magnificent segment, the Saturday Rub Quiz. Here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Yep.
All right, now what I like about this,
what do you
people,
like?
You say hello, it's Luke from Nord, and Luke's just got to say, look, I've just been down the tab to put a couple of bets on, or whatever he's been doing.
Yeah.
But if you get that wrong, if you wait too long, if we get the sense that you're on Google, any of that sort of stuff, Rosie Walton will deal with you.
Or if I say g'day to Matt and he says, yeah, good, thanks.
Yeah, then Rosie's in complete control, which means we might just get a decent quiz because when we leave you in control, it's a dog's breakfast.
And we love dog's breakfast.
All right, so we've got the new TP5 balls. The boys are Rory, I was watching last night, using one, of course, at Torrey Pines in the US Open.
Who's leading? Some Bland.
Richard Bland, unbelievable story out of the UK. Never. My man Wade Ormsby's made the cut, little Ormsby.
Little Wade.
Yeah, he had a bit of a mid-round slump. But he made the cut, good boy.
And Brooksy's COVID.
I think he's 2 under, so he's a little bit back, but not far. He'll be there when the whips are cracking. So we get that. We've got the spider putter and we've got the putting green.
Let's go. You got to say putting green?
Because that's. Do you watch Starsky and Hutch?
No.
Wow, man.
Is this where it's from?
The Dan Band. Yeah. Remember the guy that came in on the rush hour?
Yeah.
He's the one that sings those songs in a rude way.
Yeah.
Like, turn around. That bloke?
Okay, right.
Well, he's the one that sings in the middle of a putting green. So that's where it comes from. Oh, now, Fat.
Geez, you watch some crap. What's the other great
Starsky
show?
Starsky and Hutch is one of the great films.
Uh-oh. You're talking about with the newest one.
Yeah, the remake.
The remake.
No, not the TV show.
The old one.
Yeah. No, it is very funny.
No, very.
What's
very
the other your favourite movie?
Caddyshack.
When you walk into a room.
Caddyshack.
See if anyone knows it is.
No, well, they're not Caddyshack fans. That's how you flush them out.
Go on, say it. See if you can flush.
No, we're not going to do
the hat skin.
What about skit? They're just fake puppets. Come out of the ground.
Oh, yeah.
Duck, you thought they were real gophers.
I just said they're little fake puppets. It's not funny. I don't find Caddyshack funny.
Run your quiz well.
Welcome to the Saturday Rub Quiz, round 14, Saturday, June 19, if you don't mind. We go down to Slobart and talk to Matt. Go, Matt.
Matty.
It took you that long to start, he hung up.
Well, all right, let's go.
Once he gave him the date, he thought,
to the Meadows, which is in South Australia now, and talk to Lockie. Welcome to the show, Lock.
Just sowing some paddocks, Bill.
Are you the same bloke we had last week?
No, different.
But from the same part of the Adelaide Hills.
And a farmer.
I smell something.
Yeah, he's pretty good too.
Yeah. Who won it last week?
He won it last week.
No.
That was
funny
Shiloh.
Name.
Shiloh.
Shiloh.
Shiloh. Well, I kicked it over him.
Shiloh.
It's a water tank.
Okay, Lockie. Question one. It's a hard one, actually. When the Gold Coast registered.
Where was he going? Where was he going with that?
When the Gold Coast won their first ever win against Port Adelaide in 2011, which player missed a shot after the siren to win the game? It's a hard one.
Was it Westhoff?
Wow. Not that hard then.
Lockie, not that hard at all.
How do you know that, Lockie?
I think it's Shiloh.
Simple, Bill.
He watches footy.
All right. Blunston Arena goes by what other name now, Lockie?
Is it Sandy Roberts Arena?
Oh, there we are. It had a whiff. It had a whiff.
Will, you've got to get onto him, because if I hear one more Sandy Roberts, I'm going to close it down. Jack's there. Jack's there
from?
In WA.
No.
Keller Barron.
That's it.
Yeah, just going to get ready for a Bucks party, Will.
Oh, what happened? I'm Bill, by the way, not Will.
Yeah. He can call you Will.
What happens at the Bucks party? Where are we meeting and what are we doing?
Just 200 Ks out of Perth. Chilling out.
How many blokes?
We're a little 30 group and a bit of light entertainment. You know how it is.
No.
I know how it is.
That's, get going with the
question, Bill.
Blunston Arena goes by what other name there, Jackie boy?
Couldn't tell you.
Oh, no. It's not that hard, is it?
Oh, no.
Oh, Jackson Lara. Beautiful town, Lara.
It's a hard question, sir.
How you going, Bill?
Good, Jackie boy. How's Lara, buddy?
Oh, fantastic, mate. The weather's not great at the minute, but you get that.
How's the Yu Yangs?
Oh, I don't end up that much, mate.
Oh, mate. I went hiking last week up there. It's beautiful.
Yeah, you
have never hiked a day in your life.
That's it.
And orienteering.
Oh, no.
Now, Blunston Arena goes by what other name there, Jack?
Belreeve Oval, Bill.
Yes, well done, mate. Number three is a lifeline. Get around him! So you got Duck with the jumper around his neck, very Portsy Polo-like.
He's a bit Portsy, actually. Yeah.
What is that, Duck?
Well, just if I put it on, I'm too warm, and if I take it off, I'm a bit cold.
But you got half. You're only half wearing it.
Yeah, that's right.
Not quite right, you. And then we got Damien with the curl on the top of his head, like the kid off Rugrats or whatever it is. And we're entitled Jim. Entitled Jim. Okay, righto, here we go.
Righto.
Which three players have played the most games for Fremantle in their history? Three players for Frio.
Easy. Oh. Go to Jim.
That's easy.
Oh, entitled, reckon.
I'll go Jim.
Mm-hmm. Super Pav.
Yes.
We asked him after the game, little Medhurst, what he said to him. He said, "You're a little bit slippery, a little bit oily, a little bit nasally." He's got to be one of them. Dave Mundy, my man, the superstar's the other one.
Yes.
And
who else do you reckon?
This is where it gets interesting.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I heard Mundy and Pavlich.
Yeah.
It's
the next one.
No one asked you.
Well, I think before we get my thoughts on it, who have we got? Jack?
Jack, yeah.
Jack, who would you go for your third one? Definitely those two.
Said, yeah, definitely would have said Mundy and Paz.
Yeah.
What about the big boy?
Oh, yeah.
Sandland, do you reckon?
No. Yeah, yes. He missed a lot of footy.
I'm going with him, Jack. What do you reckon, Jack?
Aaron's a fair guess.
Yeah, Paz, Mundy, and...
Yeah. Oh, he's got there himself.
You helped him.
Entitled. First couple, okay.
Well done, entitled.
Righto.
In question four, Jackie boy, we're on fire. Lara wear the Geelong colours too, by the way, out there at the Snake Pit.
They do.
In 2005, which club was sponsored on the front of their jumper by HSBC? Where SBC?
I bank with HSBC. They're just underneath it.
Well, you closed the account. You didn't like it.
Well, I did. I do.
Yeah.
Nothing in there?
It's drained. He lost. It's a false one he's got. No one knows about.
Yeah. No one knows about it and it hasn't got any money in it.
Jack!
Go to Swans, boys.
No, Jackie! Come on, Jack. Let's go to Cranbourne West. Oh, Steve. Hello, Stevie.
Heading home from golf, boys.
Oh, how'd you hit him?
Pretty good. 35 points.
Oh. Off?
13 today. So
nice.
Average.
That's all
got
right,
the tailor,
mate.
Just
that.
Say yes.
Yep.
Yeah. In 2005, we're going back a bit. Which club was sponsored on the front of their jumper by HSBC?
Hawthorn.
Oh, well done. Bang.
They were.
Number five is a lifeline.
Right. Get around him!
So, entitled's done. So, you got Damien or Wayne. Which three Melbourne players have been nominated so far in 2021 for the Rising Star Award?
Go with
the
Damo.
Rising Star.
Got no idea.
I would have gone with cousin Jim because he's got the same surname, but I'll go with Wayne because he cheats.
Ooh.
Yeah, he does. Oh.
Well, so he normally does. He normally does, but you want to quickly change?
No,
do you go with me?
No,
yeah,
no.
Go with Damo.
Don't tell him.
I reckon Rivers would be one of them.
Yeah.
Jordan.
Yarra. No, Damien.
Jordan would be the other one.
Jordan who?
Well, his last name's Jordan.
Yep.
So just Jordan and James, Rivers. I go by last names, Jordan and Rivers. Right. And I'm stuck. Do you want to help me out with the third one? Do you know?
The third one's obvious, Duck. It's a real obvious one.
Damien. Is it?
Yeah. It's more obvious than the other two you've mentioned.
Talk to Steve. Talk to your mate.
Can I help him?
Yeah.
No, you can't.
Have you got anything?
Steve?
No, I'm relying on you, Duck.
Oh. Come on, Damo. Just give me a little.
No, Damo.
Can I give it to him?
No, I'll punch you in the glasses.
That's...
I'd like to help.
Is there another...
What about
Jim calls him by a funny name?
Tom McDonald.
Oh, you're
Chompers.
I've only got the two.
Haven't you cheated today?
No, clearly not.
All right. Steve, you got to find one.
You're not thinking clearly.
Big fella,
though.
Steve.
Yeah, real big fella.
Big fella.
Maxi Gorn.
Melbourne.
Oh, Gorn. Let's go to Sunshine. Well, it doesn't
not
shine.
Your finest moment there, Duck.
G'day, what, Tom.
I got two of them.
G'day, boys. Just doing some housework. Oh. Bill, how can you say you like Bowen Heads before? Because I hear you get stitched up from Todd all week.
Yes, matey. But I don't think...
Did
I
you
don't...
just say hello?
He did. Yeah, he got away with it.
Hoseworth's got rid of him.
We thought
he got away with it. And Hose has just dismissed him.
Hose got rid of him.
A retrospective dismissal.
Hi, Mickey.
Hey, Mickey.
Yeah, yeah, just studying the form guide, boys.
You got one?
Pardon?
Have you got one?
What, form guide?
No, a winner.
I was going to go Damo for my lifeline, but I would have said, I'm from the bloke's name in the ruck. I'll go with Pickett, but it's not him.
No, you're wrong.
Oh, bad luck, Mick.
Oh, Mickey.
Out, gone.
What a pity you don't understand. Get to a break.
He could have gone to me.
We need to get to a
Mickey,
break.
Oh, Mickey, what a pity you don't understand. All you right. Take me by the heart.
How many questions?
You take me by the hand.
No, thank you, Bill.
Oh, Mickey, what a pity you don't understand. It's guys like you, Mickey.
What's wrong with him?
The two, Mickey.
Do never drink gin again.
No. Gin's I think it's a dangerous thing for you to do.
Gin's good, Jim.
Old Tony Basil on us. Fat, how many questions in are we?
We're in five.
Right, so we're breaking halfway through the quiz. Back with more after this. Of course, Bernard Vince not far away as well. For Hard Yakka, this is the Triple M Saturday Rub. A new breed of legends, by the way, Hard Yakka. And for McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, Triple M Rocks Footy.
Now you can stream every AFL match live with Triple M Footy.
That's as good as you get.
Just download the Listener app and select Triple M.
All right, Bernard, not far away, and you're talking about where I get the putting green. It's not my original one. It's the Dan Band, of course, from Starsky and Hutch. I think we got a piece of it here, Hose.
On the trampoline, in the middle of a putting green.
Everywhere, near or far. The putting green. This bar mitzvah.
You'd be the only bloke in Australia who'd remember that line, Jim. If you remember out of that bad movie.
He remembers stuff like that.
It's one of the great shows, Starsky and Hutch.
Yeah, I like it.
Owen Wilson, by the way, is a proper star. All right, Fat, let's go.
We're talking with Jim, are we?
Yes.
In Kai. G'day, Jim.
Just walking the dog, Billy. And
that's it, Jimmy.
Key, mate.
How's Kai, Abram?
Yeah, sunny, 25 degrees. I'm not Geelong.
Ah, yes. It's 26, well and we said. Had a nice win last night. Jim, did you see that?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. And it's Tim with a T, mate. You're going
Tim.
Well.
It's Tim.
Oh,
Tim. Geez, you're an idiot, Bill. His name's Tim.
It says Tim on the screen.
How do you get it wrong? Honestly, what's wrong with you?
All right, Lim. And now, question five, the lifeline. Is that where we were?
Yes.
Yes, righto. Which three Melbourne players have been nominated so far in the 2021 for the NAB Rising Star? Tim?
Well, two of them have already been said. I'm with Damo. The easy ones is Jackson.
He knows he stuffed him.
Well done. Tim.
Can't
it's
believe
Tim, Bill. I know. It's, well, yeah, because it's J-I-M here on the,
says Tim
on the screen.
And his name's Tim.
Yeah. Looks like a T to me.
Yep. Oh, there's that one. Listen, hasn't she just waltzed straight in here?
I like it.
Waltz.
It's good.
That's good, Bill. Seven. Six. Hawthorn last played Essendon in a grand final way back in 1985, if you can believe that.
Essendon won.
That's 36. Oh, sorry. You had something to say, Tim.
I wasn't born then, Bill.
Well, I wasn't talking to you. I was just talking to the boys here. But they played back in 1985, so that's 36 years ago. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Two powerful sides.
Yep.
Who won the Norm Smith medal that day? Tim?
Oh.
You weren't born.
No, absolutely no idea.
Oh, no idea, Tim.
Good.
All right.
Let's go to Kevy. Kev's in Wodonga.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Kev driving around the Monaro in Wodonga. Kev!
Just driving up the Hume Highway, Billy.
What are you driving?
Mazda BT50.
Oh, how nice truck.
That's what you get around here.
How good are they?
Very good, very smooth.
What colour?
White.
Because I've got the...
Maroon, have you?
No, it's not maroon. It's Red Volcano.
Yeah, anyway, get going.
Righto, Kevy.
Had to look at his keyring.
Hawthorn last played Essendon Grand Final in
1985.
Know the
colour of
who
his
won
car.
The Norm Who won the Norm Smith medal that day?
Was it Simon Madden?
Nice, Kevy. Who do you barrack for?
He had to look at his key ring for the colour of his car.
Blue Boys. Righto, thank you. Jim's winding me up here. As of last night, Gary Rowan became one of two players in history to win a game with a kick after the siren.
For two different clubs?
Became one of two players in history to win a game with a kick after the siren. Who is the other? No, that's not right. So it's
for two different clubs. Is that what it is?
I don't know. Who does these? Will is
it? Has he been mentioned by you boys in the last half hour?
No, but it must be two different clubs. I think you're right.
Yeah, to do it twice.
Oh, to do it twice,
To do
maybe.
It twice. Yeah. Twice, yeah. Done it twice. Clubs. Who's the other player to do it twice?
Can you give me the clubs?
Very tough.
No.
Yeah.
Well, give me a little bit of a clue.
Oh, all right, Damien.
Well, pretty the tough. Team that got defeated last night was one of the clubs this man played for.
And tough.
Tough man.
Like in tough, and out of.
Tougher than Duck or
almost
anyone.
Almost in the ring, tough.
Barry Hall.
Hey!
Oh, he's done right, nice. Well
nice,
done.
Nice, Kev.
Yes, well done, Kev. Number eight.
Get around right. him!
Righto, so you've had... Yeah, I think Domo's the only one left, isn't it?
No, Yeah,
you are.
Which three current coaches have the best winning percentage over their coaching careers? Current coaches. You're there, Kev.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm here. Luke Beveridge, one.
Uh-oh. Sorry, Kev.
Hose.
Okay. Well, I didn't know if he was helping with the lifeline or what was going on.
No, he's decided to go himself.
Sure, well.
Tom's there in Richmond. Tommy?
Just watching the Euro soccer highlights, boys.
Oh, who won?
Nil or draw.
Nil or draw.
Oh, that was England. They couldn't beat the Scottish, could they?
No,
Bill.
Yeah, Tom, the three current coaches that have the best winning percentage over their coaching careers are, and you got Damien if you need him. You listening, Duck?
Yeah, I'll go with Damo, thanks.
Righto.
Well, Chris got to be one of them.
Yes.
You can lock him in. One. I'm just trying to work out who
69%.
It's incredible. It's the all-time record of all coaches.
And still somehow people manage to underrate him.
I'm going to put Adam Simpson in there as well because they've won two grand finals under his watch.
Yeah. Two grand finals.
They've made two grand finals under his watch. Lost one, Duck. They won one. And then I'm going to go for...
Someone's ringing.
I'm going to go for John... Longmire or Clarko. I'll go for Longmire.
What
but,
about Clarko?
Well, Longmire
Clarko
or Clarko.
Started slowly.
But I'll go for Longmire, Simpson and Scott. But I'm really only confident on Scott when it's all said and done.
All right. What do you think, Tom?
Yeah, we'll go with that, thanks.
Oh, well done, Damien.
Well worked out.
So Chris Scott, right?
Well worked out.
7 out of 10 virtually, 69%.
He's getting excited here, Tommy.
Adam Simpson, 64.5, pretty good. And John Longmire, 61. That's a good record by the horses.
Very good.
Number 9, we're only two away, Tommy, for the tailor-made magnificent stuff. Which player won Adelaide's Best and Fairest in 2020? And who is the award named after?
He just goes.
I think it's a Malcolm Blight medal. Is it Rory Laird?
Ninth question.
He got. Oh, thanks, Jim.
As if you can't.
No. You couldn't give a stop.
I'm just looking at the clock.
Oh no, the ninth question. Alex.
Yeah, Bill. Just on the way to the footy, mate.
All right. Who are you watching today?
Huntley Hawks and White Hills. Going to watch big Plug Squarer.
Oh, Plug Square.
He's still going around, Plugs.
He's taken the possum off.
No way. He can't be
he's
still
got
playing,
the shave
surely.
Look now.
Oh, Guerra.
Yeah, he's got the possum's gone.
Has he got the hair or not?
I think he does.
Oh, Puguera.
I thought he took the possum off.
I cannot believe he's still playing. He's got to be in his 40s.
He's not that old, Jim, is he?
I don't think so, Jim.
Who won Adelaide's Best and Fairest last year, and who is the award named after?
Riley O'Brien, and it's Malcolm Blight, is it?
Oh, yeah. Nice. And wouldn't he love it having named after him, Blighty? A couple of reds. Hang on. What's it close? Hey, well, last one. Which club song is to the tune of La...
Hang on. Before we get that question out.
All right, good.
39, he is.
39. Oh, yeah,
good. Okay. So he's basically, that's a 40-year-old in my book.
That's in my book.
All right, come on, Fat.
Which club song is in the tune of
La Marseille?
La Marseille.
The French Brisbane national anthem.
Hey?
Brisbane Lions.
Hey! Well done. And you've got to sing it.
That's
better. Hey, Jim, what's he won? What's he won from our good friends at TaylorMade?
From TaylorMade, the TP5 balls. They're about 6 weeks old. They're dominating the US Open as we speak, so you love them. And the spider putter. And that's what you get from TaylorMade, Alex.
Oh.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for that.
Well done, Alex. Hey, Jim, we're watching that. The chopping here. You know they have this steel.
You cut your own nose off.
Back. But yep. Guess who's on top? What name is on top of the wood chopping?
There's only one name in wood chopping, Bill, in Australia.
O'Toole.
Very good. O'Toole.
Oh, thank you, Bill.
Named after you.
What about one of the big... Wasn't the big Foster from down at...
Oh, yeah, Foster.
David Foster.
Yeah, he was unbelievable.
But it's always the O'Tooles, isn't it?
Lawrence O'Toole.
One, two, three. Remember that? World of Sport?
Bill put the axe over his back, and he didn't realise how sharp the axe was at his back. It cut the middle of his back open.
Cut his shirt open.
I was out at the Melbourne show, and they try and teach you. They do the safety course, and they go... They're very sharp. Just, you know, hold them up and put the little patch over the top of them. I threw it. Oh, mate, I know axes.
Oh, I know axes.
Threw it over my shoulder.
Suddenly he's got blood running down his back.
It cut through my shirt.
You could have actually done some serious damage.
I had to go to sick bay.
I had to go to sick bay.
I got stitched up. But I continued on at the Melbourne show.
Show was sick bay.
Bernard Vince to join us next, host.
Yes, going to Metricon for him.
He's online, of course, from Adelaide because we're not letting him in. No, we're not.
No.
They single-handedly rooted our state.
Or are they not letting us allow them in?
No. They sent someone out of quarantine here to bugger us up.
That hasn't been confirmed, Jim.
Because that's how much they hate Victoria over there, so we're banning him.
But we've sent him to the Gold Coast.
Oh, is that where he is?
Well,
he can go there. He's just not allowed
to. He can go anywhere he wants except Melbourne.
Yep, that's it.
Triple M rocks footy.
Now, you're back listening to the number one show on radio, of course. Damo's here, Bill's here, Duck's here, of course. And we're down a member. Because as I said just before we went to the break, it's Adelaide's fault that Victoria's in the state it's in.
Unconfirmed.
No, it's 100% confirmed.
Damo, it's confirmed.
A person came back into Australia via Adelaide quarantine. Riddled him with coronavirus and then sent him into Victoria.
We still would have stuffed it up anyway, Jim Daddy.
And completely cocked our state.
Yeah, exactly right.
All of that happened.
I know.
So for that reason and that reason alone, we've banned Bernard. He's not allowed into Victoria until we sort this out. So he's been in Adelaide and we've just left him over there. Yeah. Now we've sent him to the Gold Coast. Bernard!
Hello, boys. How are we? And, not your choice. This is my choice that I'm not over there in that shithole because if you got your contact traces right, it would be fine, but you just can't do that.
Yeah, if you didn't infuse him with disease, we wouldn't have to contract trace or whatever.
So he's up on the Gold Coast. He's allowed to travel.
I'm up on the Gold Coast, 20 degrees, the sun's out, the players are out doing their warm-up. What a beautiful day, and what a big game it's going to be, too.
Who's playing?
Gold Coast, Port Adelaide. Haven't you looked, Bill?
Hit it, hose. I told you, homeboy. That's what you call a nuff-nuff. Yeah, that's how we
living, and you know. Like a nuff-nuff. Break it down.
All right, Bernard.
Yes, and this is why you got me back, because this segment is just taking off around the globe. I want to start. We had a few, isn't it? What, any arguments here? What are you laughing at, Horace?
We've all got an argument.
Hey, I want to start with Chris Scott. Now, last week we had some Wi-Fi issues with Damo's mate Robbo. This week, same thing with Chris Scott.
The Bulldogs were coming. They were in front and they were...
How's Tom Hawke?
Chris Roberts.
Post-game, Chris.
John, I promise I'm going to come to you after this question. I'll answer Mitch's first, but you sound like Mark Robinson at the moment.
Tom Brown, and did not ask a question asked for that, just unplugged himself, which he probably should do a little bit more often in champs, I've got to be very careful because the great man is standing right next to me. Right. But remember, Triple M paid his way up to, do the special comments and do the boundary. And, well, this is what he ended up doing.
Is there a particular reason other than the game you're there?
I was hosting the official AFL function prior to the game, cashy. So, it wasn't a cashy because you got to put it through the right channels, as you know. So it's all above board.
Oh.
Bullshit, champs. Bullshit. That was a cashy. He's just grabbed me. Oh. He's grabbed me.
We can actually see you.
Was up there.
We can see you, Bernie, and he hasn't grabbed you.
Champs, grab me. Grab me. There he is. He's got back.
Ask him, is he going to sing the national anthem today?
Are you going to sing the national anthem? No, he's just given the no. Let me off here. But this, what he...
Cashier, I will.
Oh, if he gives him a cashy. Hey, hang on, he's starting to cut into my segment now. You just move on, Jen. He was there, though. This is what he was there for, to let us know the medical sub. So he was all over it.
By the way, you got the medical subs for us.
I actually haven't got the medical subs at the moment.
Let me just get this right. So you've gone up there just to do the lunch, and this is a secondary thing.
Brian's onto it. Brian can smell that.
Priorities. And Brian was just filthy that they didn't get him to speak at the luncheon too. But, hey, Jim, you don't bob up in this segment very much. But Monday before Queen's birthday, I want to play this. I wanted to play the whole thing uncensored, but sure? We'll be breaking radio codes. You dropped the C-bomb. Then, have a listen.
You know, should I have gone my first steps in coaching, should they have been at another...
Yeah.
In another... culture in another, another
culture,
place.
Culture, Burn. The word I used was culture.
Hang on. Oh, yeah. After the C-bomb, you used culture. But, Duck,
Emma?
I know. It's been a bit boring over there. Yes. You can't really do too much. But we've had old David Attenborough. Duck, he's out again this week. Have a listen.
Tell me this. Why do we have the zoo down the road here near Werribee, open zoo, and we have lions and everything there? Then you go up to the Gold Coast and they've got polar bears, no lions.
Thanks, Duck.
That makes
what
sense.
What the hell is that?
What is that? Well, I tell you what, doesn't it make sense? We have lions down here in the freezing cold and no polar bears, and up there they have polar bears and no lions where it's warm.
We heard you, Duck.
Sometimes
you just repeated it.
Doesn't it make sense?
Let me process your thoughts, Duck, before you use your voice on the radio.
Doesn't it make sense?
Duck. Not really.
Anyway, boom.
Okay,
segment.
So the poor lion's shivering under the tree at the minute. The polar bear's up there trying to take his fur coat off.
Duck, if you say it again, I'll shut you down. Hey, Bill, we know you've got an IQ of a 3-year-old, but this only ever happens on cartoons. What were you thinking?
Did you read the story about the scuba diver got eaten by a whale and sped out again?
No, he didn't.
Did you read that?
How big's a spurter? The hole?
No, it didn't come out of the hole.
Oh.
It went into his guts.
I thought he spurred him out. And he had a really good ride.
Him out of the hole.
Oh, Bill. Bill.
Are you serious, Bill?
Bill, come on.
Now, Bernie, one, I don't believe this bloke. Reckons he got swallowed by a whale. Was in there for a minute, then the whale, he reckons, opened his mouth and he swam out again.
But you said he went through the hole.
Well, I thought he spurted him out.
Splurter.
And he was just sitting up there, like having a great little swim on the top of the... just enjoying the sunshine.
Exactly my point.
On the top of the 3-year-old.
A splurter.
Yeah,
that's a very technical way to describe that. Hey, speaking of 3-year-olds. This week, Dave McKay, he was going to the tribunal, not jail, Bill.
Well, let's start with David McKay, who has been sent directly to jail.
been playing a little bit too much Monopoly there in the lockdown, Bill, because do not pass go, do not click $200. Hey, can you say tribunal for me quickly, Bill?
Actually, you said it wrong just then. You say it.
Tribunal.
Is that
tribunal.
Right?
Yeah, you say it, Bill.
Tribunal.
Tribunal.
Bill thinks if you say it quietly, it's better.
Chimney. And can you say essential for me? I listened to the start of the show. Essential.
Essential.
That's better.
Oh, yeah, that's better, because it was accidental before. Yeah. And you're a joke with that. You're an absolute... What about your kit going down the slide? Now, I've got no audio with this because we don't want any.
Well, that's...
But I heard you hit the ice bath from Adelaide.
Oh!
Hey, here we go.
That'll go well, no audio when you're on radio.
Did that make sense?
Audio, no.
Radio. Yeah, it did, actually. That's a surprise. But this week, boys... This is Nuffy of the Week. Play the sting, please, host.
Nuff of the Week.
Getting a winner's sting.
Jeez, I'm liking that as well. I'm liking all this stuff I'm doing, actually.
Yeah, you're
hey,
very
Ash,
happy
he
with
doesn't
yourself.
Make too many mistakes. He doesn't make too many mistakes. But when he does, we need to call him out, yes. Especially if there's a few in the same game. He started off with, well, it was sort of Ross's fault.
It is different.
Oh, jeez. Oh, dear.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no, there's been a spillage. Ross has thrown coffee all over the two men's computer. Making strange noises.
So when he loses access to his computer, that is a real malfunction for that man, because he relies on that with his life. And then the question was asked about Sean Attlee and Steve McCann next.
How's Sean Attlee's season going this year on the Reds Edge Tuesday? Up to game 226, Sean Attlee.
Yeah, he is 226. That puts him level with Stephen McCann. Of course, as a premiership player for the Kangaroos. He's averaging 20 touches
Stephen
this year.
Stephen McCann? Yeah. Premiership player?
Wasn't he?
I don't think he
was. No, he wasn't actually. No, he played in the 78 grand final, sorry. Spot on, Jack.
Okay. Thank you, Chu.
Well, over it, jeez.
So by this... No, he wasn't. Well pointed out, Doug. But by this stage, Ash is all over the shop. He's rattled. Yeah. He doesn't know what to do. And this next one tips him right over the edge. I've never seen this from the Ash.
Oh, no.
How's he gone on the stat sheet today so far, the octathlete?
Yep, he's had seven disposals and for Triple M Red Z. Is it, who are we talking
about? Stein.
I just zoned out. I'm going to have to take myself off, guys. He hasn't had a stat. See you later.
He's got to get the boy off.
He hasn't touched it.
2 minutes taking the headset off. Probably fair enough, too.
Too hard.
He's wandering out to have a break, the Chew.
Chew's off.
He's taking himself off after 20 years.
20 years.
He's admitted that he's a fraud.
His last 15 minutes has been terrible, by the way.
Oh, poor old Chew.
Poor Chew.
Hey, by the way, Bertie, I've just Googled Steve McCann.
He was a premiership player.
I think he might have been a premiership
He actually was. It was Ross Glendinning who missed 77, played 78. And McCann, I think, was the reserve.
How am I meant to know every premiership
Well,
player?
You reckon you did. You
well, I knew that Steve was there. I didn't realise he was a part of that 77.
I think he was a reserve, the old reserve.
Yeah, he was old. He never actually got on. So
no, he did get on.
He got on.
Yeah, almost certainly.
I'm going to do some more research
anyway,
on that.
Bernard, we're taking this off in a different direction.
That's good.
Bernard. That's
good. Was that? Sorry. Jim, sorry.
Just lost some audio out of the Gold Coast. I said we're just taking your segment off in a different direction. Are we leaving it with Ash? Yes. Of course, one of our all-time favourites. But everyone can have a bad day.
Remember when he called Scott Pendlebury?
Scont.
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 Yeah, he did. He called him. He did. He branded him Scont.
Yep.
Hey, stay there, Bernard. We're going to get to you in just a sec. We need to clean up the audio up there, I suppose. We've got a big, gap. What was that?
Yeah. I don't know. Gold Coast.
I think it's burning. Oh, okay. By the time he hears it,
and there's
and
a delay
through his head.
Is that what you reckon it is?
You've got a delay, Bill.
What?
All right, come on. We're going to get to a break. When we come back, we're going to get Bernard up to speed.
Wind him up. Finish him off. We'll cut him during the break, and there'll be a lot better show.
For Hard Yakka, of course, a new breed of legends, and for McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, Triple M Rocks Footy.
Download the Listener app now to stream every game on Triple M Footy.
And what about that?
Just download the Listener app and select Triple M.
Saturday rub for Ream. Hot water, by the way. Ream, Australia's favourite water heating. 80 years of manufacturing in Australia. Ream's been building Aussie tough water heaters for Aussie families and Aussie conditions. Massive range, six-star energy efficient models. Ask your plumber always to install a Ream. We've got Duck, we've got Bill, we've got Damo, of course, down here. And we got Bernard up on the Gold Coast. And we found in that last break that the gap between us speaking and Bernard speaking was getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Have we got you now back to normal, Bernard?
Hello,
that's
checking
better.
In. Yep,
that's
got me.
Better.
Beautiful.
That's
hey,
better.
Bill, don't groan, Bill.
I don't know if I did.
You did. Every time I speak, you groan.
No, it's great to hear you.
And yeah, is it?
No, I'd rather hear you than see you. What have you got for us now? Because it's going well.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Well, a couple of things I missed, actually, when I come past you. Talking about whales, aren't you? Isn't the Brownless family a descendant of the whale family?
Yeah.
They are. We track back. You should know. You should know. But well, just you.
Yes.
But that's one thing. And VB, yeah. Aren't they unhappy with you with that small advertisement that they got going down the slide? just happened to miss those two lines on my paper when I was reading out before. So.
Oh, now, Bernard, who's like the it. Back line up there? You've got Port Adelaide, Gold Coast. You've got Chance, we've already seen. Who else is going to be tearing that one a newie?
We've got Brett Thomas up here. So he's doing some of his best work. And the great Simon Black has just walked in. He's like royalty up here.
Royalty.
They just part for him. They the red carpet's out. Actually, the whole box is
It's
red
like
now,
the sea. It parts like the sea. The Red Sea.
Yeah. Oh, is that what it is, Bill? Yeah. You're good at like sort of animals and water and stuff.
I've never agreed with Kane Corns in my life, but have a look what he just sent through. Shut up, Bernie.
Oh, you've got Kane Corns' number, do you, Bill?
Well, we're friends. We work together on Sundays.
It's probably a private message to you, dude.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, sorry.
What else has he said? Read some other messages he sent here.
Oh, he's said, what is Bernie doing on this show? He talks about Chad a lot. He loves his brother Chad.
Yeah. Chad's here.
It's Studley.
Who's going to win today? Because Robbie Gray plays his 250th. Is he the best Port Adelaide player ever, Bernie?
Yeah, we're just having that conversation. We're going to talk about that in the pregame. But
well, you can talk about it now.
Certainly he's in the conversation. Well, Bill, let me speak again. You're cutting into my time. He's in the conversation, certainly. Warren Treadray is obviously up there as well. Gavin Wanganeen's in there. Ooh. Robbie Gray, I tell you, depends what he does in the next few years. If he can add a best and fairest, or he's won about 7 showdown medals. He is a freak, and I've got him on my list. If I was making a list, Warren Treadray, then Robbie Gray.
Chadwick Corns unfeasibly obsessed with his own appearance.
Yes. He's actually out here with his shirt off.
He will be. It's not off. There's no doubt he will be, Bernard.
He's a man. He got his Guernsey ripped in a game at the Giants Stadium, and the sun was out, and he actually ran away from the runner so that he could stay on. Full Guernsey, not even a little bit, not just ripped. The Guernsey was off on the sideline, just continued to just run around out in the sun.
So David McKay gets off. We haven't touched on this yet, Purple. He gets off. What does that do to contact going forward is my question. I, for what it's worth, and we've all had an opinion, I couldn't believe that he was looking at a long stint on the sidelines for that particular action. But more importantly now, where do they go with it, the AFL?
Well, I think what has happened, Jim, amongst the many opinions that have been offered on this, is it's a conditioning process now has begun to that type of incident being an official rule breaker as of as early as next year, I feel, Bill. And even Stephen Hocking yesterday, when he spoke about it, he had no reservations, no apologies for sending it to the tribunal. He said he will send, if there is such a thing, the same incident even within this season again to the tribunal, and that would have to come back with the same result. But as we know, there's an absorption of what the AFL wants to do over time. Dark, it happened with the tackles. It's happened with incidents around the head. This is now the latest stage of sharpening up and getting tough on any form of contact to
so
head.
So it's all outcome driven. That's all it is.
Yeah, it is. And and that's,
it's not action at all.
No, and they're almost not even hiding behind that.
It's
that
not action at all. So if you attack the footy and you get to the footy first, or simultaneously,
you go to the tribunal.
You get there and you hurt someone, and the outcome is someone being hurt, then you're in trouble.
And then we know that won't happen in grand final week, which will cloud and muddy the waters even further.
It's just ridiculous. You should be able to...
But you've got to change
it. The onus is also upon the person. When you attack the footy hard, Bill, and if you're going to get there at the same time, and we're all encouraged to attack the footy, if you're going to get there, the onus is upon yourself to protect yourself. You do not attack that footy in a manner that you will get hurt. You... like McKay did, and that is attack the footy in the manner that he was not going to be hurt.
Did you hear Bill then, Bernard? When Duck said, when you attack the ball hard, Bill said, I know.
What, have you watched some tapes, have you, Bill?
Of myself, yes. I got one for you, Duck. What happens if you're running backwards with the ball? This is Jim's.
Back with the flight.
Yeah, back with the flight.
Yep.
So I'm coming at you from, say, full forward or full backs coming at you. Mm. Do you got to let that bloke run back with the flight of the ball and take the mark? You're not allowed to hit run into it.
Well, this is the whole issue that we're saying. So the AFL, and this is why it's so grey, Bill, because we're still saying that in a marking contest it's okay, but if the ball's on the ground or in dispute in any other area of the ground, then it's not okay. That's why it's such a grey area, and that's why it can't ever be, and that's why it can't be changed. If you're going for the ball,
but it cannot. But Duck, it is going to be changed.
It's going to change. You know that.
But if they're going to change that, then do they have to change the marking contest as well?
Well, that may well be the next stage in three or four years' time.
Every sport in the world's doing it, Duck.
What do you mean?
It's all changed.
Changing their rules completely.
With the head high. Yes. Especially rugby league. They're trying to do it. Good luck there.
It's completely different, Bill. The one in rugby league where you've got a swinging arm and they hit high, that is illegal. Attacking the footy in the manner that McKay did is not illegal.
You've got to change.
The Western Bulldogs will head to Perth for a game next Sunday against West Coast. They will be staying in an isolated way gym and in a place you'd know well from your time there in Joondalup.
Oh, Joondalup.
It's about an hour out of Perth or thereabouts. Is that right?
No, not that. Half an hour.
Half an hour? Okay.
What are the snakes there?
They'll be at a resort there, and that will be as per the COVID requirements for that game to effectively be played. They need to be isolated prior to the Sunday game against West Coast, which will now be a very key game to the season for both of those clubs.
All right. Anything else news-wise before we let you go?
We touched on the Joel Selwood before with his own contractual situation. Cam Guthrie, too, Bill, is out. And
Lachie Henderson.
Yeah, I think the conversation around Henderson will happen as it's happened the past 2 years, at the end of the year.
Mate, he was gone well enough 3 years ago, virtually, yeah. Wasn't he?
A laid out last night, wasn't he, with what happened there. But certainly Selwood and Guthrie are the two that they will recontract, definitely. And Henderson will probably go around again, as he has done at the back end of the year when that deal gets done. Right. But Jordan Clark's a worry there, Jim, for the Cats. He, for the second year in a row,
go-home factor.
A lot of noises that he will end up back in Perth, and the Dockers are the team that seem to be heading the race there.
Awesome. All right, Bernard, we're going to leave this to you. You've got the big team assembled up there to take the next 2.5 hours and do it justice.
Thanks, boys. Thanks, Rosie. And piss off, Bill.
And then we are back for Brisbane and North Melbourne. Well, certainly, Duck and I are. We let you go when it comes to the
creamy
footy.
Having a gin.
We let you go when the footy actually starts. That's when we exit you.
Why is that?
Because you're not good.
Why don't you go somewhere else except your own pub? Why don't you go somewhere else except your own pub?
Because you don't pay for it.
For Hard Yakka, by the way, a new breed of legends. This has been the Triple M Saturday Rub. Stay on the line. Bernie Vince and the call team up there at the Gold Coast for Port Adelaide and the Gold Coast Suns. And then we're back for North and Brisbane for McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. This has been Triple M rocking Saturday afternoon footage.